From Romans chapter 5. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Of all the theological concepts that have confounded people of faith over the years and caused all kinds of inner faith confusion, the main one has to be the Trinity. The idea of three in one, it's just not easy to explain. We have one God with three names. We have one God that acts three ways. We have one God whose different identities are in relationship with one another. On this Trinity Sunday, we read a passage with all three persons of the Trinity, God, Christ Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And we try to see through those verses what it is we understand about the nature of God. We see the God who created us, loving us, granting us peace. We see the Christ who loved us enough to live and die and rise again for us so that we can stand in grace. And we see the Spirit who stays close at hand, filling the emptiness of our spirit, pouring God's love into our hearts. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith in Christ Jesus, we have peace with God. What a statement that is. Peace with God. Peace with the God who is so much bigger than we can ever imagine God to be. Peace with the God whose holiness is beyond comprehension. Peace with the God whose love for us defines us. Paul's phrase here, justified by faith, it was one of Martin Luther's favorites. It helped Luther to recognize that his truth, that he knew so well, that he believed that he could never be good enough to earn salvation. It helped him to recognize that his experience, his need for love, wasn't different from what people understood about who Jesus was in the biblical times. Justified by faith, not by paying money for indulgences, not by working so hard to be perfect and never getting there, but justified by faith in God, who gave us grace in Christ Jesus. You know, the Apostle Paul probably wasn't writing these words to come up with a theology that was a litmus test. More likely, he was describing his own experience, what it felt like to him to be an heir of God, a beloved child of God at peace, not because he'd done anything to deserve it, but at peace because he had the grace of Christ Jesus justifying his soul, at peace because God's love is bigger than any sin we could commit. N.T. Wright puts it this way: as a result of being justified by faith, we are in a state of grace, a status, a position where we are surrounded by God's love and generosity and invited to breathe it in as if it is our native air. As we do so, we realize this is what we are made for. This is what truly human existence is about. It is so big and so massive and so unimaginably beautiful and powerful that we almost burst as we think of what it means to breathe in the peace of God. No wonder Paul can go on to say, we can boast. We can celebrate in our sufferings. Now, please notice he doesn't say we boast about our sufferings or we boast and celebrate our sufferings. He says we boast in them, in the midst of them, in the middle of them. Life in this world includes suffering. We don't have to see times of suffering as times when we're separated from God. Instead, we can remember that we are justified by faith and we have peace with God. In our suffering, we learn endurance. In our endurance, we grow in character, and character produces hope. There's this beautiful picture. It's by John Biggers. It's called The Third Ward, and it depicts houses in the Third Ward of Houston. And each house is the same as the next, except right in the middle, there's a building about the same size with a steeple and a bell on the top. It is a church, and it is a church that has been burned. You can still see the smoldering, the gutting of the building. And around the church are people filled with despair, except there's this one man with a cleric collar, and he's turned in the other direction, toward the people. And he's holding a lantern with a candle lit. And then off to the side are some children playing, holding hands. It is a picture of suffering and endurance and hope. Hope does not disappoint us because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. There are times in our lives when an illness strikes or an accident happens or a relationship that was important to us is broken beyond any repair we can imagine. In those times, especially in those times, we need to know we can rely on God's Spirit to fill up any emptiness we're experiencing. Maybe not right away. Maybe we have to go through the pain to get to the sense of peace and hope. Because we can't just skip over it, pretend we're not feeling it. The suffering is real. Life has pain in it. But love is real too. The pouring of God's love into us, that's real too. And sometimes it's in our brokenness that we make room for that love to get in. Anna was in her 50s. She was a well-known businesswoman, and she was diagnosed with cancer. And the physical journey was difficult, but she found the emotional and the spiritual journey to be giving her even more problems, and so she went to someone to talk. And they began to talk about the cancer, but as they were talking, the healer asked her to talk about her childhood. Anna was from Vietnam. She said, I don't ever talk about that. I grew up in the war. Unspeakable things are part of my story. And the healer said, maybe you need to speak them. I'm here if you want to. And so it took a long time. But week after week, she told the unspeakable stories until there were no more memories to share. And then she came in saying, I had a dream. I had a dream last night of this beautiful rose, and it was just there waiting for me to pick it. And I realized it was waiting for me all the time. Under the darkness was that rose, waiting for me to forgive myself, waiting for me to accept God's grace in my life, waiting for me to know that the peace of God is for me. And the Spirit of God is for me. So can you see it? Can you feel it? Can you imagine the love of God pouring into your heart? Wherever you need it. Whether you are suffering, whether you are in a time of endurance, whether you are in a time where you're looking for hope, even in the midst of a time you feel joy and filled up, still the pouring of the Spirit of God is for you, is for each of us. May God the Creator, God the Redeemer, God the Sustainer, God that is beyond anything we can imagine or say, and clearly beyond words, fill you up with a spirit of grace and peace and love. In Jesus' name, amen.